ינדף למדלד המדלד, הבאיה בר אובן, רב חנניה בר אובן, תונו תרומס בי רבי. They had learned מסכתס תרומס בישיב אב רבי. פוגה בו רובי בר מסנה, so they came home from the yeshiva after the זמן, בתוכלן מסכתס תרומס, פוגה בו רובי בר מסנה, so רובי בר מסנה מתם, Om alohu, mai amrisu betrumis. Na wussat es schon gesagt, dass es so, wir waren doch schiewet, gelernt in Britsk, also ich lernt trumis. Wussat es schon gesagt, alten, ab mesachtes trumis. Hashi says, tono trumis, mesachtes trumis, mai amrisu, chidush, betaimo, betrumis. Shaatam scheinem beweis, odom godol kerabit. Gelernt trumis bei rabbe, wussat man da gesagt. Wanted to be medayik, they say over that the once an Adam Godel was by Rabor Ber. So yes, Rabor Ber should tell him over something. So he told him over a Balamoy. So yes, and Vuzok dir, he says, Mir zogen was they zog. Pshat is, Rab Chaim said that by us already we can't say chidushim. We can be machadish teure. Mir dafen nor zogin pshaten de friedike. But this was before Rab Chaim. So we mele yes them two things. Chidush vitaime. Welche chidushim? Yesem gezog shen chidushim. By the yeshiva of Rabbe, they said chidushim. They said hezbeirim, biyurim. So was hat er schon gezog? Amal, אמרו לו, מי קשה לך? מה זה שווה? פרקת פסה קשה. איך מן, בגוון תרומס, מי קשה לך? אסקס. אמר לו, so he told them, yeah, איזה שווה משנין תרומס. תנן, we learned שסילי תרומס שניתמו, ושוסלון, a person planted תרומס, it was תרומה, and he planted it, כגוין שסילי, it's plants of תרומה, כגון שסילי קרוב או קרישן, עוד עושה קרוב is kale, קרישן is leek, and he planted it. It was, became tome, it was, they made it trume, and he planted it. Tahoirim melatame, so it's not metame anymore. Planting is metaya. Va'asurim melechel, but Teilum Shad, the kohen is not allowed to eat it. So he had a tremendous kasha, v'chimi acher de tohirim miletamei, since it's toil, so the planting is metayer, there's a taira of zriye, amaya surim melechel, so why can you eat the trume? If it's, why can you eat the trume? Let us see Rashi. Toru miletamei, acherim, it's not metame acherim anymore. Shechiburam lekarke botlon mitoires oichel. Now this lashon of Rashi is difficult. Abulchanan asks in Kovet Shurim, and he says be'emison he brings a gemara in Menaches daf ayin that it's mevuer there that if you planted trume, it's also lezorim min atoire. Now there's a besondere tahare of Zriye. The Teres Kainim learns out from a posik, b'chol zera zeruah asher yizoreyu toyeru, that is a tahara of Zriye. You plant something, something is nishrash. Zriye becomes nishrash, b'karke, so it doesn't lose the shame oichel legabi trume, in other halachis, but legabi tahare, it is a tahara of Zriye. He's in this kash in the Loshon of Rashi, botlon mitoires oichel, because b'emesel musik, that it's still has a shame oichel, it's still called trume, but on kaponim there's a tahare. So memele, so he had a meiridike kash in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, shesilei trume shenitmu vishoslon, if there was planted and it was nishchash, tahoirim miletame, so it's toil, vasurim milechel. But the kohen is not allowed to eat it. So he said, "V'chi me'achad the tohirim melatamei." If the tumi goes off, amai asurim melechu. No, a good kasha. What's pshat in the Mishnah? Omru lei hochi yom rabbe. No, rabbe tzach yishtel tafta Mishnah. My asurim, asurim lezorim. He wants to tell us that if you planted trume, that it's also lezorim. So lechayre, that this alone is also lezorim, some of that was poshet. Umayka mashmalon, like the Gemara, umayka mashmalon gidulei trume trume. He wants to tell us that afilu something grew from it, it's also trume. That means planting could be metaya. But planting, even if it will be zaroi kolo, it is also lezorim. Let us see what Rashi says. Asurim lezorim, the loyamrinon, poka shem trume minayu. That's pshat, that planting is a metaya, but planting can never be mafkiya the shem trume. Umayka mashmalon gidulei trume ketruma afila bedova shezaroi kolo. That's the chiddush. The Mishnah wants to say, "Afilu bedavar shezari kolo," that the seed of truma disintegrated completely. Kegain chitim, itzloi shumim. That it still has the same truma. The same truma never becomes nifka yedei zri. So he says. So that's what he wants to tell us. Tanina, it's a Mishnah. Gidulei truma. Mela, I know that already. So don't need this Mishnah to tell us that in the Gidulei Truma Truma. Bechitaim or Gidulei Gidulin, maybe he wants to tell us that Gidulei Gidulim are also. Umay kemash malom bedovo she'ein zari kolo. That Gidulei Gidulim. We'll see Klaw the Tzir and Rashi soon. The gedule gedulin is also by adobo shein zari kolo anami tanine. It's also a Mishnah. A tevel gedulov mutorim bedobo shezari kolo. By tevel it says, because we'll see the whole din that gedule trume bedobo shezari kolo, it has a shame trume that's only a drabon and the kedin. So the drabon and the kedin is only applicable by trume. Aber hat Tevel Gidul of Matorim Bedova Shazari Kola. Tevel, if you had Garinim, which were Tevel, and you planted them, so Gidul of Matorim, that which grows from these Zroim, is not Tevel. Aval Bedova She'ein Zari Kola, but something that the Zera is not Kola, that means it is still around. Afili Giduli Giduli Masurim Bachila. So we have Mishnayis that tell us these halachas, that Gidulei Trume is Mutter, Gidulei is Osta Lezorim, Gidulei Gidulim, Bedovo Shein Zarei Kolo, is Osta Lezorim. So what is this? So this Mishnah can't come to tell us these halachas. Is Ishtiku. So then they kept quiet. The Take Shver. It's a Shver Mishnah Take. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, V'chi ta'ima ha'yesurim milechol b'dobor she'ein zarei kolo. Koma, kigoyin b'tzolim dakim shekeirin tzibush, scallions, v'sheshoyislim achas achas levado. When you plant them singly, ein noisvois ha'mischabroish shisha v'dalad yachat. They start growing out. One grows out from the stem. You have new scallions coming out. Vahainu gidulei gidulim. Oison hanesofais aleim shleihoyu truma me'oilam. They never were truma. This is a new gidul. Vigidulim atzmon kigoin shesilei kruv shohilchin umachivim ha'olim arishoinim. Gidulim means that that which was trume became larger, it expanded. Ubadim hachadoshim ha'olim bekelach have giduli gidulim, and that in the new plants that come out from the stem, that's called giduli gidulim. So that we also know, we learned that Mishnah hatevel gidulov mutorim. What is the chiddush over here? The chiddush is afal pishen is marich bekri v'hukfe l'maisa v'chal olav shem tevel. You had zeroyim that there was after gemar meloche. Now after gemar meloche, there was already chal, already achiyav maisa. It's tevel deraisa. V'chal olav shem tevel. V'zaroy. Now he was zoreya these chitim. Loi hifrish meis chosav. He wasn't mafrish meis chosav. So you have chitim which are also min ha-toyre. Loi hifrish meis chosav tchila. V'tzomach v'nigma. Then it started growing. V'nigma v'kotzroi. Is mutter la'achilas arai ad sheyimareich bekri. So it's mutter b'chilas arai. Just like every tvua before gmar moloch is mutter b'chilas arai. So this tvua is also mutter b'chilas arai, even though it originates from tevel d'araisa. So therefore there's a difference between gidulei tevel and gidulei trumeh. Va'af al gav the gidulei trumeh trumeh. What is the difference? Gidulei trumeh b'mokim shazari kolo is also. And gidulei tevel b'mokim shazari kolo is mutter. So Yenses mi darabon, no, this is only gidulei trumeh trumeh is only a darabon in the kedin. Ulechumre sheloi lahapsid es hakehanim. Rashi says, according to a Havamin in the Gemara Masech Shabbos, the Gemara Masech Shabbos mentions this for it, that why did they say Gedulei Trume Trume? Because they were afraid you're going to have a Yisrael that's going to have a Einfall. He's going to have a lot of Chitim of Trume, and it'll hurt him to give that all the way to the Kohen. Leidach Gise, he has nothing, he can't do anything with it, he can't eat it, it's Trume. So he'll have an Eluyesha Einfall. He'll plant all these Trume. The Mitzvah's Nasina, no, he's not Makayim or Mitzvah's Ivesai, it's, and the Philodos, he's Makayim, it's also Kilu Kiemtia. Some of Mail, it's not too bad. And then, everything that'll grow will be Chulin. Eluyesha Einfall. Some of Mail, that's, so in order, to make sure that people don't have these einfallen, so Chazal said, we'll show you, gidulei trume, trume. Whatever grows from that is also trume. Shaloi lahapsa de sakahan. So Mamela, so is the chnochelge, so he have now a whole field of trume. So what did he gain from the whole thing? So Mamela, so he'll decide, it's better to give to the kahanim already. So Mamela, so they said, midarabon on gidulei trume, trume. Avo gidulei tevel, chulenei. But gedulei tevel by bokim shezari kolo is tevel. Vereihen kishe koitzchom kishar tvue. So when he cuts it, it's like shar tvue. Vo'oichu mehem aroi ad sheim rechei. So memele, sal kaponim, so whatever you can say the Mishnah wants to tell us, the chiddush in gedulein or gedulei gedulein, there's often a mishnayis on this. So what is, so if the Mishnah is coming to tell us that it's also Lezorim, I don't need this Mishnah. Zaktaisvit. Teozoi miletame, teimolari, the bepeire kame de Shabbos maskinen, the hainu taime de gozru gidulei trume trume, the gemore in Shabbos does not like this tam. The time we mentioned before, als hefsit kahanim, because the Gemara says, aposhet ezach, if you have a yid who's not interested in mekayim mitzvahs nesina lekoyin, so he has aposhet eitze. The aloch is chita achas peiteres asakri, so he'll take one chita, that chita mestame he can give to the koyin, and finished. If he does want him mekayim mitzvahs nesina, he can do it very easily. So if this yid went and was mafrish a few pounds of trume, so that means he's going to give it to the koyin. So why did you have to make a gzeira of gidulei trume trume? That's where the Gemara shlugs up Rashi's time. The Gemara says the different reason. The haino time of the gozru gidulei trume trume, ishum trume tmeye biyad koyim. Because they're afraid that if you'll have trume tmeye, so what is the koyim going to do? Trume tmeye is a problem for the koyim. He can't eat it. So Mamela, what to use it for fuel, it's a shot. So he's going to go and plant all this Truma Tmeye, and he'll plant the Truma Tmeye, and when it'll grow, it's not Truma anymore. So Mamela, so he'll gain from that. And what's wrong with that? Wrong is Chazal afraid he might validate Hakola. If you have this, they'll be holding it around till this Manzriya comes, he might be validate Hakola. So the kids, so the Gemara says, why did they say that Trume, Tmeya, why did they say that Gedulei Trume is Trume? Mishum Trume Tmeya Biyatkoim, Perish Shela Yisha Oysa Lizriye. He shouldn't hold it till this man's Zriye comes. And then that we mentioned before, and he might become Nichshel Bachilas Atrume. And it's Trume Tmeya. So they said, listen, Afilu, you planted, it's still Trume. But they didn't accomplish anything. Kiven the Torah, but it says in the Mishnah, Shesilei Trumes Shenitmu Vishoslam Tahirim. That means Torah Zicher is. That's what it says in this Mishnah, that Zriye is Zicher Metayer the Machel. So Memele, so it's still worthwhile for the Koyin to hold it and plant it, and they'll have Trumat Torah. It's better than Trumat Meir. So Memele, so what did they accomplish? The whole accomplishment was that it won't become Chulin. So it won't become Chulin. So it still remain Trumat, but it's Trumat Torah. That the Mishnah says Klo, that after planting it, the Zriya helps, that it's Metayre. Vahashtek, even the Torah, Yasha Oysol Zriya, Kedele Taro. So the Ri says no. The Mishim Revach put la Yasha Oisa ma'acher shadayin he trume leinas es chulam. Trume vinishvi is a cheap commodity because there's no market for it and you can only eat it when you're tired and it's so value is dependent on demand. There's not a demand for trume and it's cheap. So Memela, if the only accomplishment he could gain from planting is that it'll be Trumat Tahire, so loin sich nicht der ganze Geschäft. If he could accomplish, it could become Chulin Volt Gewet, Chulin Tahirem is, then he's in business. Then he'd be Masha the Zroim. Then he'd be Masha the Zroim and plant it, that should become Chulin. But so that, and then it'll be Boli Dei Takola. So that Chazal took care. Chazal said that it's Gidulei Trume Trume. So Gidulei Trume Trume. So then he won't plan on planting it and he'll get rid of it. Out of the way, one gets rid of Trume Tmeya. Hiksho Rabbeinu Nisim Goy. The Sanya B'Tesefte. The Gemara brings down a Mishnah over here, Gidulei Trume Trume. We learned in Tesefte, Gidulei Trume Umayso Shaini Arei Hein Kechulen. So it's Mamish Astira, this Tesefte is Astira to this Mishnah. Umotzo Teretz B'Yerushalmi the Meseches Trumes. So he found a Teretz to this Kasha. Arei Hein Kechulen Hainu Lischayev beleket shikhe upeye, that harayin kechulin, that which grows is like chulin, that it's chayev beleket shikhe upeye, vaniye Yisrael vaniye kahanim melaktim oisam, and that there's a beleket shikhe upeye, so anyone can, or any only can be melaket, elo shasurim lizorim, but it's so gedulei. So, midarabon, let's explain this aloch. Minatayre gedulei trume is not trume. So, minatayre gedulei trume is chulin. So, if it's chulin, so there's achiev minatayre of leket shikrepeye. Chazal were not mafkiya the deraisa de kechiv of leket shikrepeye. It's chayv leket shikrepeye. So, it's chayv leket shikrepeye. Because minatayre it's chulin. So, that's what the beraisa says. That gedulei trume chulin means that has the chiyuvim that chulin has, which trume doesn't have. It's chayav leket shikhe peye. Midarabonon, we said it is a din trume. So what'll be? So it'll be that aniya Yisrael v'aniya kahanim melaktim oisam elo shasurim lezorim. The aniya Yisrael will not be permitted to eat it. V'haynu desanya aniya Yisrael moichin eshalahem lekahanim. So they'll sell it to kahanim. But al kaponim, they'll be deriving benefit from it. Agavuchet bidmei trume, the Kanam will pay for it, bidmei trume. Agavuchet the Dvar Shmuel says, we see from here a chiddush, that even though they said gidulei truma is truma, it's only legabi the halachis of iser achila, not legabi mitzvahs nesine. There's two dinim in truma. Truma you have to give to koyin. So that they didn't say you have to give it to koyin. Aniya Yisrael moichanoisam lekahanim. You sell it to kahanim. You don't give it to kahanim. That means it's a minatayre, it's chulin. So they have a tribe like a shikrepeya. And the rabbanon only said it's also machila lezorim. That's the whole thing gidulei truma truma. So memele, so therefore this dini like a chikra pay, and then Nia Yisrael will sell it to Kahan. V'taime, lefi shemidei reise, because midei reise, einon, so mislof agreist over here, there's a marakoyen, and the few people make the greis. V'taime lefi shemidei reise, einon trume umayse. Min ha-toyer, it's not trume umayse. V'chayovim b'leket shikrepeye. B'leyosik zeyre d'rabonin u'mafkalei. So al-kaponim, that is pshat in the Tesefta. Tesefta says, gidulei trume chulun means that it's chulun min ha-toyer to be chayv b'leket shikrepeye, but gidulei trume trume mid rabon. V'oid hiksho horav Rav Moshe Navraish. This nan b'meseches bikurim yesh b'meiser u'bikurim ma she'en keim b'trume. That meiser and bikurim have a choymer that trume does not have. Sha'ha meiser she'ni u'bikurim gidulim asurim u'le'echel b'Yerushalayim af lezorim u'lebehime. Now, the Chochmas Manoach explains Pshat, it's very misleading, the Loshon. Gidulam asurim ilechol b'Yerushalayim does not mean you're not allowed to eat in Yerushalayim, because Bikurim eat in Yerushalayim. It means if it grew in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. That is Pshat in this Mishnah. Al Kaponim, so just like Bikurim and Maaser Sheni, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. So the Gidulim, also, you have to eat in Yerushalayim, not Chutzil Yerushalayim. So it means you're not allowed to eat at Chutzil Yerushalayim. Af lezorim ulebehim. Also to zorim and abehim. Ma she'en keim betrume. So this is a choyma of bikurim. That bikurim is also af lezorim ulebehim. Ma she'en keim betrume. So it seems trume is muta lezor. Mashma the gidulei trume is shoru lezorim. That gidulei trume is muta lezorim. So that's shreklach. We just learned a mishnah gidulei trume is trume, that it's also lezorim. So taisis mil balav hochilei osi shape lishna af lezorim. What is pshat? Bikurim is also af lezorim. L'chayra oni lezorim. Or the adrab af lekahanim iboyle. If it's speaking about Chutzil Rishalayim, so it's not af lezorim, it's af lekahanim. That means zorim are always also to eat bikurim. Now kahanim are also also to eat bikurim chutzil Rishalayim. So what's that af lezorim? V'nira de zorim da osam haino nochim v'chei mashma b'Yerushalmi. Speaking about goyim, it seems that there's a chiddush over here. That the oimek hadvorim is that meikar hadin the gidulei bikurim should be muta to eat chutzil Yerushalayim, but there's a pesach din bittel. Now the whole reason is because it's a davar sheyesh lei matirim, since they could eat it in Yerushalayim, that's why they're not permitted to eat the chutzil Yerushalayim. So there'd be a havamina that a goy is permitted to eat it, but for him it's not a davar sheyesh lei matirim. Skamash malon, that aflazom, a goy is also not allowed to eat it. That's the halacha. That has a din bikurim legabi a goy. Masha enken gidulei trume is mutter to a goy. That's right. It doesn't have a teres trume for a goy. That means it's only also the Yisrael. It is not also to a goy. So mamela, so that's no stira. The Mishnah says gidulei trume means to azor it's also. The Yisrael. And the Mishnah in Bikurim says to a goy it's mutter. Gidulei gidulin. So the Gemara says maybe it's speaking about gidulei gidulin. Perish Ribo, the Gidulim, not the way Rashi says, the Giduli Gidulim are that which grew out from the stem. No, the Gidulim aine Giduli Rishi min Azera. Acharkach, Chozal v'noto oisin Gidulim, that which grew from the first thing, now you're planting that, so this that's called Giduli, Zeh Giduli Gidulim. Maybe Rai Mirishalmi, the Masa Kosam, a Giduli Gidulim, Mishayasu Shnei Goironis, it is two harvests. The Haina Bechia Gavnish Nizra, Benilkat Shtei Poli. Lo Perish HaKuntras, according to Rashi, Akela Vegidul Rishin. It's the same Goyron. What you planted, it comes out from its stem of the plants. So therefore, Toysus is Cholik and Rashi. Masha Perish HaKuntras, Tushumim Avadovish Azalai Korra, Kolo leimash mochid meseches trumis nam beperik tes, heise dove shein zari kolo haluf vashum vabetzole. Al koponim, let us get back to the sugya. Rove bar masn had a problem, he didn't understand the Mishnah in trumis. The Mishnah says, shesile trumis shenitmu vishoslom etz toire melatami vasurim melechel. So that's tirdik, if it's toyer, so why can't the kohen eat it? So he asked the Talmidim of Rabbi, they wanted to say it means it's also lezorim, the kohen can eat it. So he shlugged them off, that is not pshat in the Mishnah. Is he shtiku? So they were quiet, they didn't know what to say. Omrulei, so then they turned around, they asked him, midish mi alach bo, do you know maybe a pshat in the Mishnah? Mi veisen takanish pshat. The you know pshat in the Mishnah? Omalu hochi omar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes had pshat in the Mishnah. My asurim, asurim l'kahanim. That the kahanim are not permitted to eat the shesilei truma. The shesilei truma that was planted and became toil through the zriyeh, it's toil, but the kahanim are still not allowed to eat it. Why not? Hoyel ve'ifsulu lehu behesach hadas. We'll see. In Rashi, there's a psul of Hesach Hadas. Let us see what Rashi says. Be Hesach Hadas, kshenitmu mitchilo, hisiach daitoy mehem shuv milushomro. And when it became Tommy in the beginning, so it's mesiach das milushomro. V'nevsolim be Hesach Hadas. So there's a new psul we'll see of Hesach Hadas. Tersiv gabi trumes mishmeres tromois oved lo shima voloi tosiach daitcho. So there's such a psul of Hesach Hadas. So Meil, that was the pshat of Rav Sheshes. No, so they asked him that not so push it. Hanich alaman di yoma hesach hadas psul haguf habi shapir. So if you learn hesach hadas is a psul haguf, there's a new psul. Trume sheisichu daitoy mimenu is posul. So it's good. So I hear shapir. So it's very good. So pshat is that zri is only metayer tume. But there was a psul chal on it, there was a psul of hesach hadas, so that psul remains on the truma. El olaman di yoma hesach hadas psul tuma be. Rabbi Yochanan holds hesach hadas, of your messiah das from the shmira of truma. It's no new psul. No, it's a psul tuma. I have to be chayish, maybe it became nitma. So then, if the whole thing is a psul tuma, so zriya helps on tuma. So why is it also bachila? Now the Gemara brings down the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Ishlokish, the Itma. We learned, Hesach Hadas, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psul Tumahave. The person was Messiah Das Milishmer Trumosai. So you're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because it's Psul Tumid, it's possible, maybe it became Tome. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lokish Omar Psul Hagufave. He says it's a Psul Haguf. Rabbi Yochanan Psul Tuma Have, it's a Psul Tuma, Shim Yove, Ele Yove, Yitarenu, Shoymim Loi. If you want Messiah Das from Tuma, and later Ele Yonovi comes and tells us, but Rabbi said it didn't become Tuma, so you're allowed to eat it. Rabbi Shimon Loki, Shoym Psul Aguf Have, Shim Yove, Ele Yove, Yitarenu, and Shoymim Loi, because there's a new Psul of Hesach Hadas. Zogt Rashi. Shape mish psul haguf havi zutrashi mailo hi bekotchim shenepsolem bekach ושם פסול הוא לעצמי. זה דבר שמול וונסים עם בדייק ומראשי, זה פסול דרבונו. אם זה רבחיים מייסול, זה פסול דרייסה. אבל זה פסול הפסח הדס. ושם פסול הוא לעצמי. ואפילו יובי אלו יובי יוימי שלוי נתמו כל איסנה יומים שיסיר דעת מהם אין שם אלוי. שפ, משם הוכי אסורים, so it's very good why the coin is not permitted to eat the trume. שאין שסילוסון מיילס להן להוסר שם פסול מעליה. ושסילה will not take away the פסול. אלו למען דיומה. כל מה שקודשם נפסולם בסך הדס אין אלא משום חששתום שם על ידי שסיר דאטה משמירוסון נוגה בהם תום ואין הידי that's why it's possible מה יקלמיימה הני ימי מפסלו משום ששתום אפילו תום ודוי שבהם תיהרוסון שסילוסון דשסילו בזמתאיה וליאור קומס יתארן וימי שלו נוגה בהם תום כל ימי הסך Yeah, so Mamela, so this comes, so this Pshat of Rav Sheish is Lecheir is dependent in the Machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if Hesach Hadas is a Psul Tum or a Psul Aguf. Let us see, Taisvis Psul Aguf, have it time, the Le'elam Rinen, we learned in the first Perek, Im Hoise B'mokim Hamutz, now they are speaking about Trumet Luya, Sofik Toyer, Sofik Tomei, is Yanichenu B'mokim Hatulfe, So one Tana holds there's no chi of mishmeres, and you're allowed to put it in a hefka place. You're not allowed to. You're just allowed to leave it. They're not allowed to be goyim, do anything more with it. Is v'amayim mutal l'serf amiyachshav siyach datem imenu. If there's a new psul of hesach adas, she should be permitted to burn it. L'chayra hu adin to be metamid. That's tais v'skash. Now we're going to go in a little bit, we're going to come back to the Mishnah soon, but we'll go into this, the Machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in this Psul of Hesach Hadas, if it is a Psul Haguf or a Psul Tume. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. It says as follows, Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Oimer. Lu koten hoyo bein kevesh lemizbeach b'marovei shel kevesh. That means when the mairev side of the kevesh, when the kevesh is perpendicular to the mizbeach. So in that right angle over there, in that area, there was a small hole in the ritzveh of the bayis. And what was dumped in this hole, Shesham hayu zerken psulei chatas oif. There was a posel of chatas oif, we'll see exactly what the psul was. So they used to throw the chatas oif into this hole, uteubar tsuroson, and they waited for ibar tsure, that means they waited for lina, they waited overnight, viyoitzin lebeis hasreifet. And afterwards, they burnt it. Let us see Rashi. Lul koton kemin gumo chalulo asuya bebinyan haritzpe. You have a hole. Bein kevesh lemizbeach, kloima bekeren zovis, in the corner, somuch lekevesh, v'somuch lemizbeach, b'mokim shehem mischabrim, so in that right angle area, there was a hole there in the ritzpe. B'marovei shel kevesh, etzel sfas marovei shel kevesh, on the mairov side of the kevesh. Sheshom zerkin psulei chatos orif. Lefi, so why did they choose this mokim to be zerik, the posel of chatos orif, and to make here the hole? Lefi shehi nasis bekeren marovis doremis lamato. That means the avoide that is done by a chatas oif is in this keren. Marov is doraimis. Sheira psul bo. So if a psul will occur, she'enoi psul haguf mamish. It's not an emes a psul haguf. Exactly what this is, we'll see later. Ve'eni yochel leserfo miyat. You can't burn it right away. It's mishum bezoim kochim noisen oisen sham. Ve'en yochel leserfo miyat mishum bezoim kochim. because of bezayin kachim, since it's not a psul haguf mamish, you cannot burn it. Is nice and ois hashem, so you put this chatas ha'oif there, uto ubal tzurosa, and you wait for ibal tzura hainu psul lina. So Rashi learns, it means it becomes nicer. It means a chatas ha'oif, you wait overnight, it becomes nice, and then you burn it. What is the taich ibal tzure? Ibal tzures maris boso. That means the tzure of the color of the meat changes overnight without refrigeration. It means you leave out meat overnight. That's why it's called ibar tzure. Ibar tzure smaris boso, belidnas laila echot. That happens with one night. Viki ben shalona balaila, harei he naisa. So then it becomes naisa. Viton sreife, and then it's a psulagu of the nisra. Now, what kind of a psul are we speaking about that you have to, we can't burn it as yet because it's a bezoyin kochim, you have to wait for it to become nicer. So what kind of psul are we speaking about? Makoch midabinen havor asur alaf kshe pigol bo, oi nitmeis, oi yotzeso, oi molko shaloike mitzvosa. Kemari, hopsul ma'alye, so this is the rice in the kipsul, the loma lon la duri apsulin, that's why you have to make it nicer. What's the difference? These psulim, yoitse, tome, it's an equivalent psul to nicer. Ve'ein lonu, the psul ma'alye, the loma lon la duri apsulin, ve'ein lonu duni boiline, ila psul hesach hadas. Bestome, it's a psul of hesach hadas. That's a case we have to make it nice. Vi amre psul chash tume, if you'll say that the whole psul of Hesach Hadas is a psul of chash tume, ikla meima, the high psul Hesach Hadas comes, so it's very good. This lul was made for the chatoi sa oif, it was Messiah das. Vi kim in the lechazina lay de itme, we didn't see that it became tume, el shosha ba almu, boy, ibar tzura, so therefore you need ibar tzura. This is not a real psul. You can't use it. The lemetzin lemisra for lehedya. You can't burn it. Shema yovei liyoache kei v'yoyim et tohira. He said, v'nimtzin shasaraf no kachim tohira. Eloim shem psul hu liyatzmai. But if it is a psul liyatzmai, afil oloi nitmo lama liyibar tzura. Why do you need ibar tzura? If it's a psul liyatzmai, so memeil, why do you need ibar tzura? Now let's see Nachman in the Menach in the Gemara. Eis ve Rabbi Yechim Shimon Lokish. Rabbi Shimon Ben Eish Rabbi Yechim Ben Brei Koyim. Elul Kot Noi Ben Kevish Lom Yizbeach. Vemarov Yishol Kevish. Shama Yuzer Kim Psul Echat Asoif. Etu Bar Tzur Osn Vyoitz Al Abayis Asreif. I Amrit Bishloim Epsul Tum. Mahabe If You Say The Psul Asach Adas Is Epsul Tum. Mishem Ochi Bo Yibur Tzur. Shema Yov Eli Yov Yitarenu. So therefore you can't burn it till it becomes nicer. Eli Amrit Psula Guf Lomali Ibar Tzure. If it's a Hesach Adas is a Psula Guf, Yuresh Lokish holds it's a Psula Guf. Why do we need Ibar Tzure Vasnan? We learned Zeh HaKlal Kol She Psuloi Begufoi. Something that it is a Psula Guf, you saw it miyat, you burn it right away. Bedam or Bebailim, you have a Zaitik Psula Psul Chitzoini. The psul the nishpach adam or the meisu abaylim by a kol peisa tu botzurosim yaitzul the beis asreif. So if it's a psul aguf, so why do you need ibotzur? Amalei haytone tone dvei rabbe baravuhu to oma afilo pigol ton ibotzur. He holds afilo pigol ton ibotzur. Yeah. Let us see Rashi. Let us see the one Lamadal the Madaf, let's see the bottom Taisvis. Lomali Ibotsul. Kosha Lari Dilma Hai Psul Haina Badama Babylon the boy Ibotsul. What's the whole problem? The Gemara assumed that it has to, but the only psul can be a psul of Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is a psul aguf, so why do you need him a psul? In fact, the Taisa says, no, that's speaking about Bedama Bebailim. Bedama Bebailim, therefore you need him a psul. The Yishleimah Mikoma Kem Acha Shem Nizrak Belul Yesh Boi Hesach Hadas Rav Rabul Chonam. So there'll not be Hesach Hadas. So why do you need him a psul? So why do I need him a psul? So as soon as you throw it into the lul, there's a psula pesach hadas. Why need a butzura? Kol shepsule begufoi psu vadai ubebosar atzma yisof miyat bedam kegay nishpach adam ubebailim kegnikmu bailim vapesach kaim vein kan mi sheyoich lenu. So that's a zaitik psu. So memele. So then you need a butzu. Vedam afal pishe psu gomohu. Yoi vei dam afal hochi. Hoyu vaine kebosar atzma yboye butzura. The basta, there was no psul, so neither b'tzure. So, the Gemara answers, Tone, the Be'rabba Barabu, Ike Milsa Le'yadan Heicho, the time of the Milsa Be'keitz at Tzoylen, and he holds, all psulim neither b'tzure. Afilu pigul shepsul agufu ton I b'tzure, Ochi le'matzur shnigri l'mshan l'kaman my psul chata, so she nifslu b'tful yoyim, v'ayna tume b'tzure l'omali. We'll see what Rashi means, we'll see later in the Gemara. So what did the Gemara, it's what did Reish Lakish answer? The Reish Lakish answered this Baraisa that says that you need Iber Tzure by the Lul. So this Baraisa is going according to Tode Dvei Rabbe Barabu, that all Psulagufs need, even a Psulaguf needs Iber Tzure. So lechayre, good. So that's what, that's pshat in the baraisa. But let's just ask a pertinent question. But the lul was there according to everyone. This time the holds, I needed a butzura. But what was the purpose of the lul? What was the purpose of the lul, if you don't know, if we hold every psula goof does not need a butzura, so what was the purpose of the lul? So lechayre, the purpose of the lul was poshet. The purpose of the lul was that, let's say there was a psul bedam, So you need ibur tzure. So what did they do? They threw it into the lul. So the minute they threw it into the lul, there's hesach hadas. So then, after hesach hadas, so now there's chal a psul aguf of hesach hadas. So the lul was not needed to make ibur tzure. The lul was needed to make hesach hadas. The whole problem was because this pan of the Baraisa said they used the lul with Ibur Tzure. So that was the Kasha and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, if you hold that Hesach Adas is a Psul Aguf, so you don't need Ibur Tzure. It's possible already on Hesach Adas. It works like a microwave. 5 minutes in the lul, it's possible already. You don't need Ibur Tzure to become nicer. So L'cheira, that's Pshat. But this Tana that says with the lul you need Ibur Tzure, because he holds that all psulei haguf need ibur tzur. Zik the Gemara weiter. Eisvei nitmo oishe nifsal aboso oishe yotso chutz lekloyim. Habilazer oimer yizrek. Habishua oimer lo yizrek. Moider habishua shim zorak hulza. Now, in order to understand this halacha, let's give a shtikel akdome. There's a machlokes weiter in Perek Tzeilin between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua im ein boso ein dam or im ein boso yesh dam. Let us explain this. Rabbi Elazar holds the zrikas hadam of a kolben has a double purpose. Purpose number one, it's matter the achilas habosa. You can't eat it. It's matter the haktore. You can't do anything without zrike. That's number one. So it has, that's one purpose. And there's another purpose what it has. The ritzui that the kolben has is through the zrike. So there's a double purpose. What'll be if you don't have any bosa? What does that mean? That the bosa disappeared. It got lost. It got burnt. There's no more bosa. Now, is there a din zrike for the purpose of ritzi alone? Or no, do you need bosa? Now, this is not a machlekes in Svoritz, it's a machlekes in Psukim and Perikei Tzatzayil, it's a machlekes Rabbi Lezner and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezner says, afal gav she'ein bosa, yeish dam. So, memele, so the zrike sadam is not dependent if there's bosa or if there's no bosa. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, im ein bosa, ein dam. If there's no boso, there's no zrikas hadam. Now, there's two cases of ein boso. There's one case of ein basar kepshutai. The dam, the basar is burnt. It's lost. It's burnt. There's no basar. That's a poshut ein basar. We have another case of ein basar. The basar is here, but it's, let's say, became tome. So it's also ein basar. You can't be matter the basar. The basar you can eat. The basar la basar. But we'll see soon that this is already different already. This also has a din of ein basar, but this could be, is different. Now let us see again what we're speaking about. Eitzvei. Nitma oishe nifsal habosar. You can say three cases over here. Case number one is that the basar became tamei. Case number two, shenifsal habosar. The basar became posel. Exactly what this means, we'll put on hold. We don't know what this means yet. Case number three, oishe yotzo chutz lekloim. Or the basar went out chutz lekloim, is a psul yotze. So we're speaking about three psulim that occurred with the basar. Tamei, posel, yotze. Rabbelezer oimer yizroik. Rabbelezer says he can be zoirik the dam. Rabbelezer holds him ein bosa yesh dam. So b'meli can be zoirik the dam. No problem. Rabbi Yeshua oimer lo yizroik. Rabbi Yeshua says, lo yizroik. You're not allowed to be zoirik the dam. So Rabbi Yeshua le taime. Rabbi Yeshua holds him ein bosa, ein dam. Umayde Rabbi Yeshua she'im zorak hutze. With the Yevid, you were zayrek, it will help. Why, what pshat in this pshar is, we'll see soon. But let's, that we'll see in Rashi. But now the Gemara wants to explain what pshat in this barais. We have here three cases, nitmo, yoitze, and posel. Like the Gemara, my nifsal. What is this nifsal? It's not tomei, and it's not my nifsal. What is the case of nifsal? Lav behesach hadas. Speaking about those nifsal behesach hadas. Is I amrit b'shloime psulei tumehavi? If you will say that hesach hadas is a psul tumeh, hainu de mashkachas lo de meratzi tzitz, so then there's a ritzui tzitz. We'll see soon that the only reason that it's hutza b'di'eved, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is because there's ritzoy tzitz. So posel will mean that there's a hesach hadas, which is absolut tum, but we also have ritzoy tzitz. We'll see klar how this works in Rashi. Elo, I amrit psul hagufavi amai hutza. Why is it hutza? It's psul haguf, so why is it hutza? You don't have ritzoy tzitz. And for the Gemara, my nifsal, nifsal bitvul yoim. It means it became tomei bitvul yoim. A tvul yoim passed it. Yohi hainu tomei. It says tomei. Trei gavni tomei. We'll see Rashi and then we'll go back to Gemara to explain the Gemara again. Let us just see Rashi. Zukt Rashi. Rabbi Leza oime yizreik es hadom. Rabbi Leza le tamei. The Omar Beketzat Zoylen, Dam, Afal Pisha, ain't Bosso. You Zoyrik the Dam, even though there's no Bosso to be matter. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Lo Yizroik, Rabbi Yeshua Le Taime, Doma Im Ain Bosso, Ain Dam. The Yotso Chutz Le Kloim, that what it says, Narashi wants to say, that what it became Nifsal, by Yotso Chutz Le Kloim, is Bipsal Kodshi HaKadoshim Kama, speaking about Kodish Kadoshim. Shemechitze shalahem choymes azor kedoxiv bekulu bachtza oyel moyed yachlu. Vim yotzos nifseles, and if it went out from its mechitze, it is possible, went out from the azor, kediofine bekeitze tzoylem meyala kodesh pnimos, we learn out from pnima, this is shittes rashin keitze tzoylem, the fine base, that it has to be pnima, and if it went out from its mechitze, it is possible. My nifsal. So now the Gemara asks, what is nifsal? We have tomei, yoitze, impossible. Lav, behesach hadas, but me. Vikiven detone nitmo. Viyotzo, my psul ikesu. What other psul can there be? In nifsal ba avoides hadam, if there was a psul through the avoides hadam, kegoyim b'machshebes chutzum kaime v'chutzlus manoi, loikori nifsal boso, so that's not called that the boso was nifsal. שריח אדם נפסל. There was a זריק פסולה, so the dam was also נפסל. בהולו נאמר רבי אלעזר יזרק, if he made a pasul a זריק, forget about it. Here we're speaking about that there was no זריק as yet whatsoever, and the basal became nifsal, so now we're claiming, can you be zayrik? So the only way that you have that the basal should be nifsal, and you still were not zayrik the dam, so the only psulim the basal is either tomei or yoytze. There's no other psul. If there were yumafagos, so there's already there's a psulim the dam also, you're not zayrik again. Zog the Gemara, is I amrit bishloime psul chash tumehu, if you'll say. So it has to be out the process of elimination. Nifsal means psul hasachadas. Now if psul hasachadas is shashtume, b'shemochi moide Rabbi Yeshua shimzorak hutzem. Dafilo nitmo vadai, dafilo was vadai nitmo. So it's also be hutzem. So trashi va'af al gav de tume psul hagufavit. Like the Chashi, why is it Utze? It's a psul aguf, so you don't have any bosa. Meratze tzitz. The tzitz is meratze. Ulechatchile lo yizrik, the kosova ritzui tzitz b'diyevetu. Now let's just explain this for 1 minute. The klal is, according to Rabbi Yeshua, im ein bosa ein dam. That's cool. There's no bosa. Now, Abba Chonon says a beautiful vote over here, Nasugye. There's posa le bosa. This bosa, let's say, tome. Tome is posa la krove. It's posa la krove. We were speaking about bosa. You eat the bosa. The bosa became nitmo. Oh yeah, boso that's oimid laktore besar oila became nitmo. So this boso is also bachila, also baktore. Now besides the shame isel, it's posel also. It's posel. Boso kodesh and nitmo is posel. Now, the tzitz is meratze antume. Now, the ritzoi tzitz antume is as follows. If the dam became tomei, so the tzitz is meratze that you could be zayrik the dam. That's the ritzui tzitz of the dam. What happens if the boso became tomei? So the ritzui tzitz is not that you can eat the boso, because the tzitz is only meratze an avoidus. Not, it's not matar tume bachile. But, abachonon is mevayr, the shame psul sheboy, it's meratze, it's not called posel. That means even though tomei dike bosor is posel, so it's not considered I have tomei dike bosor over here. So memel, it's not considered ein kan bosor. I do have bosor. Not allowed to eat it, but it's not posel. It's called I have bosor here. So the ritzui tzitz accomplishes that even though bepoil, I don't have bosor that's roi lachile, but I don't have posel a bosor. So I have so it's called Yeshkan Boso. That's what the accomplishment of the Ritzui Tzitz to do. It's called Yeshkan Boso. So if it's Yeshkan Boso, so does Rik helps. Afilu, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, he main Boso rein dam. The Ritzui Tzitz accomplishes that Keilu Yeshkan Boso. Now, this Ritzui Tzitz, Rabbi Yeshua holds, by Boso only works B'diyevet and not Lechatchila. That means, if I come and ask a shayla, the bosa became tomei. I'm allowed to be zoyrik. So yes, ask a shayla. So did the tzitz work? Did it make it ois posel? No. It's posel. You're not allowed to be zoyrik. It's posel. Ain't kam bosa. But, so Kozman, he didn't make a zrike, but he's not allowed to make a zrike. Because ain't kam bosa. But the evet, if he made the zrike, then the tzitz works, and he gives it a din of yesh kam bosa. And the Zrika helps b'diyevet, but it only works b'diyevet. So that is pshat in this halacha of Tumah. It says that according to Rabbi Yeshua says, לכתחילה לא יזרוק, לכתחילה נעת ביזרוק, בי תומי, let's talk about תומי, because the ציץ is not מרצה לכתחילה, so לכתחילה we consider כאילו אין קמבוסה, בדיעבד, if it was זרוק, then you get the ריצי הציץ, it's called בדיעבד, it's יש קמבוסה. So the זריק על קופונים is מרצה בדיעבד. That is by Tomei. Now let's go further. So let's start again from this Rashi. Yamrit v'shloime psul shashtumil. If you'll say the psul hesach adas is shashtumil. Mishem hochi moide Rabbi Yeshua. She'im zorak hurtza. That if it was zorak, it's hurtza. Why? That afilo nitma vaday. That afilo it's vaday nitma. Ba'avol gav the tume psul aguf have meratze tzitz. The tzitz is meratze that it does never shame psul. So it's called yesh kambos. Hula chathil lo yizrek the kosova ritzi tzitz b'di yevetu. Period. So that's how we understand the halacha of b'di yevet hulze by tome. Nefposel is al tshash tume, hesaradas is al tshash tume, so it's also good. Now, how do we understand Yoitze? Yoitze l'chayre, there's no din ritzi tzitz by Yoitze. So why b'diyevet is there, is it meratze im zorak hutze? Yoitze is not another parsha. The Yoitze is a trashi, afol gavdole mahani leitzitz, hutze b'diyevet. Why? Afol gavd Rabbi Yeshua boi itarti damo boso, he needs damo boso, umiyu hoyol va boso be'en. Upsu yoitze psu machmas dover ache hu chashpin alei psu chesoron mechitzes per kama de menoches besoif ikomeime bide yevet hulz. So Rashi seems to say that the psu yoitze is not, it's a psu, you're missing the heter mechitzes. After it was yotza mimchitzosai, so it lost the heter mechitzes. So it's not called that there's no boso. You have boso without a heter mechitzes. So Memeila, so that's also called Yeshkan Boso. There's a din of Yeshkan Boso. So Memeila, so that's, so it's also good. So that understand. Tomei understand it's called Yeshkan Boso because he have the Evad Ritzi Yatsitz. Yoitze is called Yeshkan Boso because it's only, it's a Chsoran study. It's called, it's Felten Heta Mechitzis. It's called Yeshkan Boso. Eloi hesach adas psul aguf, but if hesach adas is a psul aguf, v'tzit nami loy meratzi yolei, in the zichon odin ritzui tzitz an hesach adas, it's only an meratzi an tumis, amai hutz, hachis in eloi amat psul aguf, have amai hutz, vokas in psul aguf, mika meratzi tzitz, ta psul yoitze nami loy meratzi tzitz, the mina perkama, in a menoise alov and tumis, not the kashas you need ritzi tzitz. You could have another psul that there's no ritzitzitz, but it doesn't have a shame of aim boso, so it's also maratza. But the shaila is, but you don't have, but if it's a psul aguf, it's called ein kam boso. So he answered, nifsal bitful yoim, v'taimo mishum tzitz. It's talking about take nifsal bitful yoim. So now let us see the Gemara again in the Benik. Now we'll understand the whole shakla v'tai in the Gemara. Let us see again. Eisvei. Nitmo oishe nifsal ha-boso, oishe yotza chutz l'kloi. Three cases that the boso was nifsal. Rabbi Lezer oima yizroik. Rabbi Lezer holds yizroik, because Rabbi Lezer holds afal pishen kam boso yesh dap. Rabbi Yeshua oima lo yizroik. Not allowed to be zayrik, because l'chatchiller has a din of ein kam boso. Umoid Rabbi Yeshua shim zorak hutza. B'diyeved, it's called, it's Yeshkan Boso, Memele, so the Zrike is Mata B'diyeved. In fact, the Gemara, my Nifsal, so what is the case of Nifsal? Lav v'hesach adas, v'somet z'psul hesach adas. Yamret b'shloime psulei tumahave, aine de meshkachas od amaratze tzitz, if you say the psul hesach adas is a psul achshash tume. So just like by Nitmo, the Aloch is that it's Hurtza, because Tzitz is Meratze, so by Sofik Tum is also Yevaritze Tzitz. Eliyam Ripsulaguf Havi, but if you learn that Hesach Hadas is a Psulaguf, Amai Hurtza, so why is there Ritzui? It's Posel, so it's Ein Kam Boso. It's Ein Kam Boso, so it should be Ein Boso, Ein Da. And for the Gemara, my Nifsal Bitvul Yoy. Speaking about it, became Nifsal bit for you. Mihochi hainu tome. In fact, the Gemara, so that's tome. It's repetitious. Trei gavni tome. There's two types of tome. So, Poshe, the Gemara means to say, what's the two types of tome? That we have in Abchanin Skana Kahanim. There's posel and tome. Tome means it's bekoich letame acherim. Posel means it's Nifsal. It's not bekoich letame acherim. So that's why posel and tome. Agav uche, we see dachsim another thing from this Gemara. We hear that Tosfos in Daf Tezvov at base. Daf Yudalot at base. Tosfos said a yesod that a tvu yoim is ke'en asheni l'tumen, it's posel as a tumen. So Tosfos, the Daf Yudalot at base said a tvu yoim is also posel as a kodesh. Means even though it be cheshben, if it's like a sheni, should she make a kodesh goes to the revi. So the chayre, I would think it's metame kodesh, the touch kodesh will become a shlishi, like truma becomes a shlishi. And then that kodesh can be metame revi. So Taisa says, no, a tvu yoim is worse than a sheni. It's paisal truma and it's paisal kodesh. That's what Taisa says. Taisa brings up the raya from a gemara. So the chayre, agavuch, this is tamazoy, it's a fringe benefit. We see from our sugya, my nifsal bit for yom. We're talking about kodesh over here, and it says it's nifsal bit for yom. Shteitach klor this yisod that at for yom only passels kodesh. It's not metama kodesh. That's anoch aleph. Anoch beis lachayir a shtikel haore. Lachayir the baraisa is lachayir shalay kesidron. The baraisa says like this that it was nitma oishen nifsal haboso. So lechayre nifsal, the more two mahalchim. Either nifsal means chashtume, or nifsal means, or the lefei maskona nifsal means a posel betvul yoyim. But lechayre nifsal is killed and nitmo. That's for sure. So lechayre zuv ain't tzorch loy. Nifsal is killed and nitmo because whatever it is, it's chashtume or it's posel, it's less than nitmo. So lechayret zuv ein tzorch loy mezuktani. Nitma es hulze and nifsal es hulze. Shkaya. If nitma es hulze, I've had a gewiss nifsal es hulze. So that's the chmir that what he chapped on to say that nitma in nifsal is to tell me the chiddush in Rabbi Yeshua in Lo Yizrek. Rabbi Yeshua said in Rabbi Lezer, it's a go portion. In Rabbi Yeshua in Lo Yizrek. Rabbi Yeshua said Lo Yizrek. So I would think chashtum is called yesh boso. Or Nifsal is called Yesh Bosos. He says, no, that Nifsal is also Lo Yizrek. In Rabbi Yeshua's din of Lo Yizrek, Nifsal is also Lo Yizrek. There's a Muridik Kasha from the Marsha. The Teretz of the Marsha, the Achoinim say, is very schwer, but the Kasha is Zicher Kedai Oyserendo. The Marsha asks a Muridik Kasha. The Marsha asks that, how did we get into this whole sugi of Hesach Hadas? We had a problem we had a Mishnah in Trumas. The Mishnah in Trumas said that, Shesilei Trumas Shenitmu, so it's Toher, but the Kohen is not allowed to eat it. So he said, why not, if it's Toher, why aren't you allowed to eat it? So he said, you're not allowed to eat it, als Hesach Hadas. So Rashi says, where was there the Hesach Hadas? So Rashi says, Kshenitmo mitchila hisiach tate mehem shuv meloshaimra. As soon as it became Tomei, he was Mesiach Das, so you have a Hesach Hadas. Like the Marsha, Moim de Kekasha. He's the Gmo is the Kasha and Rish Lokish, what did he do with this Paraiso? It says, Nitmo, Nifsal, what's Nifsal? Nifsal means Hesach Hadas. Of Nifsal is Hesach Hadas, so it's Ein Bosa. If it's Ein Bosa, how could you, why is it Hulza B'diyeb? So Rish Lokish said, no, Nifsal is Nifsal B'tful Yayin. Fact, Frekta Marsha, but when it became Tomei, so you're Mesiach Das, just like Rashi said before, Vashisile Truma Shenitmo, so if it's Tomei already, he's Mesiach Das, he's not Shomer anymore. So if he's not Shomer anymore, so Memele, so automatically this has to Chadas. So now, according to Reish Lokish, what does he do right with the Baraisa? That's Amoyre de Kekashe from the Marsha. Marshals is a very schwere teres. The Chazanish says that could be most of the times this Hesach Hadas by Nitma, but it's possible it should be nitma, there shouldn't be a hesach hadas. So here we are speaking about that there was not a hesach hadas. Part. Let us see Taisvis. She'im zorak hutzot. Frektach Taisvis, Rashi sa'or afal gav dein tzitz meratze al hayoitze. So Taisvis asks Akashe, so why? So Taisvis asks Akashe, that why by yoitze is it called yesh boso, the tzitz is not meratzan yoitze, should have a psu yoitze. So Taisvis, Rabbi Yeshua, Sovar, Zrike, Moi Eles, Liyoitze, Kerabbi Kiva, Deresh Me'il. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Zrike, by Yoitze, it is Moitziyat Midei Mila. Doma Zrike, Moi Eles, Lohoitze, Boso, Midei Mila, Vachoshkein Lahatso. The Rabbi Leza, Doma Hoche, Yisrei, Kama Hosom, Deleitzo, Mimila, Loimahan. It seems as a machloikis, and mesechtes, in Mesechtes Me'ile, if the Zrike helps to make Yoitzei ois, to make Yoitzei, to be mafkiya the din Me'ile, after Zrike, like this, after Zrike, there's no din Me'ile. So, Taisvis says, Rabbi Yeshua holds that Zrike helps by Yoitzei, it even helps to take a matter the bosser, it makes that there's no din Me'ile. So my mail if it's matter, so that's it called yesh kan boso. The zicha boso, it's matter the boso the mila. So it's zicha meratze. Rabbi Lezer holds it's not matter, but he held Rabbi Lezer the time because Rabbi Lezer holds in main boso yesh dam. But the Taisi says Rabbi Shua holds like Rabbi Kiva that the zrika helps loitzi midei mila.